A meeting nearly 3 years in the making, as high-ranking members of the Russian Foreign and Defense Ministry joined NATO officials in Brussels. The meeting lasted longer than expected, but NATO's Secretary General remained steadfast that he would not accept Russia's demand that Ukraine will never become a member of the alliance.
This crisis is a making of Russia. And therefore it is important that they de-escalate. Ukraine has the right to self-defense. That's enshrined in the UN founding charter. And of course some NATO allies, NATO allies and NATO, help them to uphold that right to self-defense.
Despite the United States' assurances that it wouldn't talk about Ukraine's security without Ukraine being present, it says this meeting was a chance for the two sides to begin repairing their relationship, a relationship that's been going backwards since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 and NATO's expulsion of 8 Russians after accusing them of spying.
If NATO opts for the policy of deterring Russia, we will respond with measures of counter-deterrence. If it uses the policy of intimidation, we will respond with counter-intimidation. If it looks for vulnerabilities in the Russian defense system, we will look for NATO's vulnerabilities. It's not our choice, but we don't have other options. If we don't overturn this current very dangerous course of events.
Despite the lack of an official agreement, the talks are being seen as a success, if only because they didn't end in acrimony. Despite Russia's continuing to insist that it has no intention of invading Ukraine, there seems little sign of an immediate end to the crisis.
This move creates security problems for its neighbors. Its neighbors are also free in the choice of the actions, and definitely this is not a win-win situation, but rather a lose-lose situation. Ukraine is moving closer to NATO. Russia is likely to mobilize its resources at its western border, and in the end of the day, both sides are likely to lose.
After 4 hours of talks between NATO members and Russia, Jens Stoltenberg said his organization would not let Moscow dictate security arrangements to other countries. The Secretary General warned that there's a real risk of armed conflict in Europe. And by continuing to press what is clearly a red line by Western countries, Russia may be showing its hand. The President Putin may not intend this week of talks to succeed, but rather to be used as a pretext for war. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.